This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here as you see Clint right there. If you're watching us on YouTube and Twitch, shout out to the great people on Mokarem Injury Lawyers, and you can watch us live as you have all week on Radio Row on the Mokarem Injury Lawyers video stream. And you can see Tyler. I see him. Hello, Tyler. Good to see you. There's the nipples.
Good to see you, boys.
big day. It's Friday, closing out. We haven't gotten as much Super Bowl talk in here, Clint, but we will get there as well. Throughout the day, got a couple of guests as well. We'll hear from Emmett Smith, the Hall of Famer, as he was juicy yesterday, and he has continued to be juicy around.
Get your belt placement right.
Yes, I wanted him to hear that so bad. I saw him earlier. He looked like he was in better.
He was rolling. He cleans up nice. He recovers well.
Yes, he does. He recovers well. But we'll hear from him later on today as well. All right, Clint. I did want to pass across a little Astros news on the Bregman situation before we continue and get going here on Radio Row. The Astros, according to our guy Ari Alexander, he says the Astros have improved their initial offer to free agent third baseman Alex Bregman.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
So, all right, we'll see. Now, he does say, however, that improved offer is unlikely to get a deal done. But this does seem like, Clint, that they are at least working to entertain him coming back. I mean, we haven't really heard, like, anything clearly that has knocked his socks off to say, ooh, I want to be back. I want to come back from any team or I want to go to any team. Until now, and now he is saying, or the Astros are saying, they're upping their offer. So that is the latest there. It looks like they're making an effort.
Yeah, look, I mean, right after, you know, yesterday talking about I love the way the Astros are handling it. Now all of a sudden they jump in and they make another offer. I think the only thing I can make of this is that it probably leans into the validity of them wanting him back.
It feels huge.
And being willing, it's not just it's not just talk, and it's not just a source. It's true. You know, they're clearly trying to at least make themselves more attractable or more attractive to Bregman and trying to play ball, but just not willing to seal the deal. So I don't know what to make of it, other than I think there's obviously just some validity to the reports now that they're clearly interested.
What you got? You got crawfish? Deep fried alligator. I will Absolutely. Try some deep fried alligator.
Little Louisiana fish fry.
There you go.
Here,
there you go.
You,
good
gator's
action.
Good, man.
I've never had alligator. First time.
Very good. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find it very, very interesting that this feels like this got to be Jim Crane, right? Like this has to be. But especially you're talking about raising the offer. This has to be Jim Crane, and now I would think it's been him the whole way in terms of pushing to bring Alex back.
Yeah, look, we talked about it yesterday. Like I think Jim Crane is definitely signing off on anything Bregman that's out there.
I think he's kicking it.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah. He could be pushing it, right? So, I think they want him back. I mean, obviously they don't want him back tremendously, or they'd go make the offer they'd get him back. He's clearly available, and it's clearly not the value isn't what he thought it was. But I like where the Astros are in terms of staying in the game with Bregman.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there, and that thing continues to roll through as we'll see if he is an Astro or going somewhere else. The other day, the thought was the Cubs were in the in the driver's seat on this, but we'll see what happens there as we continue to roll through here. I do want to stop here and say yes, we were the top 20 show, number 20 show in all of America, and Mexico and Canada. So all over North America, we're a top 20 show. But, Tyler, Clint Sterner's up for another award. Sports and Entertainment Specialist. Clint Sterner is up.
Well, I'll be damned,
Star
boys.
Award finalist right there. Look at that, Clint. Clint's up right there.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. That's I need to do a little digging. I got to figure out what it's
against.
All about. Well, who I'm up against, what it's all about. What did I do to deserve even being on the list? I don't know. I need to do some digging on that.
I will say this, and I speak for Tyler on this. The Drive doesn't have space for second place.
Oh.
Hell nah, that's just the first to lose, baby.
Hey, look, I'm just honored to be on the list, man.
I'm just honored to be on. Yeah, just
you're
telling
repping
you we got
us
room
well,
for
man.
Place.
That's big time. That's big time.
I'm just
time.
Honored to be on the list, man. I think there's a list of about five folks. Randy McElvoy, Justin, my eyes are so bad. Kemp Kempisti.
Now that's it.
How do you say his name? Is that right? Did
I
say
know.
It right? Greg Bailey, Matt Thomas,
Greg
Martinez.
Bailey.
And then myself. There's six of us.
There it is.
Yeah, man.
Go get a dub.
It's an honor to be mentioned, man. Be recognized.
That's two in a week, man. The Drive is just shooting to the moon, you know?
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Shooting all over it.
Let's see
just
if
all
we,
over
we get
place.
This dub first, boys.
Making a mess.
I'm just saying, we don't have place for second.
I appreciate
second
you bringing that up, though,
no,
man.
Man.
I appreciate
it's
you bringing
cool,
that
man.
Up.
No, it's cool, man. And hopefully you get you a dub, and happy for everybody in Odyssey who've been nominated. A lot of people on the team being nominated as well. Shout out to Aaron Kapner, who's nominated as well, who just texted me and told me seventh isn't bad. Seventh is lucky seventh. That's a bunch of garbage anyway. By the way, like Reggie, like come on. Me and Reggie got to have a personal conversation on it. Seventh?
Yeah, y'all spent a lot of time together.
Well, seven.
What happened with
y'all
seven?
Spent a lot of time together.
Well, Reggie did a ranking of...
Roommate ranking.
He did a roommate ranking.
Oh, I heard a little bit of that. Yeah.
And I was... I mean, seventh?
Oh, you three? Got seven.
Wow. And I was... Hey, oh, and I made sure that roommate. Young man didn't go out alone.
Yeah.
I stayed with him.
You did.
I stayed with him. I got 19,000 steps the other day walking with Reggie.
I felt like you'd be like well kept as a roommate. You seem to be like a very organized kind of guy.
I had Ron for one night, and he was solid, quiet in there. I mean,
did he make it worth
easy.
Your while.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely, yeah, man.
That's good.
It wasn't bad. All right, look, the Texans. This is we're seeing we're at the Super Bowl. We're seeing the Chiefs who have won the AFC. We're looking at the other teams around the conference, and. A lot of things that come about is, hey, preparation and coaching, and especially on the individual sides of the ball. And I think that is one of the advantages that when you see these teams, Clint, that are constantly in the mix, that are constantly up there, usually when you look at the guys that are leading those two sides of the ball, the offense and defense, they usually are guys that are exceptional, that are either about to be head coaches, were head coaches, and I think year one was probably something that you felt was good with the Texans when they had DeMeco,
yeah,
who was calling their defense, and they had Bobby Slowick, who was calling their offense, and you felt pretty good about it. And the thought was that will grow. Right now, when you look at it, they have a new signal caller over the offense. And when you look at them, it's DeMeco still on the defense calling plays, and now Nick Caley. Where does that compare to the other guys that they are going to have to be faced with? You got, you know, Reed and Spags in Kansas City, McDermott, who calls the defense for the Bills, Joe Brady, who has really shot up. There are multiple guys, Baltimore, Todd Monken, who's gotten head coach opportunities, Zach Gore, a lot of people are excited about. Where do you think the Texans find themselves kind of in that range with their signal caller?
Well, look, right now, I mean, I think you're at the bottom of the list. I mean, because, I mean, DeMeco can only do too much. I think they've got it figured out at the defensive side of the football, obviously with the defensive coordinator. I think DeMeco is one of probably top two, top three defensive play callers in the game. I mean, just absolute game changers. And that side in Houston is well taken care of. But the whether you look at it as Bobby Slowick and the way that this year he backslid, or you look at it with a new guy with Nick Caley that's never done anything in terms of calling plays or building a playbook or designing a plan, you know, he's never done anything. So I would say that the Texans are on the bottom looking up as it pertains to decision makers and play callers with really the, let's just say, the powers that be in the AFC. Again, you mentioned the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens. You can even look at Cincinnati with Zach Taylor and Al Golden now. Roman and Jesse Minter in L.A. with the Chargers. The Pittsburgh thing is interesting. You got Arthur Smith, you know, calling the offense. Obviously been a play caller, been a head coach.
Yeah.
And then Terrell Austin, I don't know a whole lot about him. I think he's a first-year play caller last year. That defense got better, I think, as the year went.
Yeah, he's been around. Yeah.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yep. And then you got Peyton and Vance Joseph. Those are some pretty long in the teeth type of guys and type of duos that are calling plays,
yeah,
designing
like,
offenses and defense.
You look at Denver, that Sean Payton and Vance Joseph, two guys. Ooh. Sean Payton's won a Super Bowl. Vance Joseph been a head coach. And we're looking at, you're talking about guys that were, and this is like a 7 seed.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.